committee has members, almost same number of members on the minority side and the majority side, almost the same number. And so the parliament has decided that certain assumptions be granted. You know, why would you say that? And they have been done on the basis of the colors of those companies. You know, and come to talk about whether companies are MPP or NDC. What's the basis for identifying those companies? I thought those companies were Ghanaian companies doing legitimate businesses. Unless he wants to say that during their time, they were granting exemptions to NDC-affiliated companies. I have difficulty understanding this. Mm. And I think that Ghanaian could dismiss this with the content.
Mm.
I would expect that he will use his membership to debate it when it comes to the chamber, and then to use the members to reject it as well. That is the responsible thing to do.
But help us make sense out of this. I can't understand how we are looking for 600 million in terms of our second tranche of the IMF, yet we are giving $449 million to these companies. Help me make sense out of it.
I'm even surprised about this, because I don't know where he's getting the numbers from, and I may have to find out those applications. But as I said, if you grant exemptions to companies, what is it for? Is it for them to go and chop that money? Is it for them to go and use that money for wedding ceremonies? No. They are going to be supported to make investments, and those investments will grow our economy. Those investments will create jobs.
Mm.
Good investment will help. So the issue of exemption is not an issue.
That's the Ministry of State at the final.